The Yankees had a pretty good day yesterday. And I'm not one to try and I heard Aaron Boone talk about it. You know, he's a careful what you wish for guy. He's not going to get too excited. Not going to, you know, want this team or that team. But I got to tell you, after game one, where Detroit and Skubal take down Houston, Skubal shuts him down. They score three runs early from Framber Valdez, who didn't have it really. You know, the sinker wasn't sinking. He didn't have his curveball for a little bit, kind of fell back into it, but gave up a couple of singles up the middle, hard hit singles up the middle. 3-1, they get bases loaded in the bottom of the ninth. They kind of make it close. Harris hit, Harris. Looks just like Harris. Swings just like him, too. But the final at bat of the game, a line drive right to the first baseman to end the game. Detroit takes game one, 3-1 over Houston. And Kansas City and Reagans absolutely shut down this Baltimore Orioles offense that everybody tells me is so good and better than the New York Yankees. Better than the New York Yankees. Oh, my God, top to bottom, the lineup is just so much better. And yes, their ace in Burns went out there and pitched very well, obviously, as Bobby Witt Jr. with an RBI single was the only run scored of the game. But Kansas City wins 1-0 over Baltimore. Detroit takes down Houston 3-1. And only the San Diego Padres are the home team that win a game. Game one, all three, the first three road teams win on Wild Card Weekend. I will tell you this right now. Not that there's an excuse not to make it to the World Series right now. And you know how I feel about possibly a matchup against Houston. I wouldn't hate it because I do want the revenge. Winning a World Series is more important, but I want the revenge. But I will tell you now, as great a story as the Detroit Tigers are, and as good a pitcher as Skubal is, and they have some arms in the bullpen, and their lineup can be frisky, and as much as Kansas City has turned around a 100-loss season to be where they are. And they have Reagans and Seth Lugo at the top of the rotation. And they have the runner-up without question and would be under normal circumstances if Aaron Judge wasn't Babe Ruth. They might have the MVP, Salvador Perez. If the New York Yankees on Saturday open up a series against Kansas City, and the other two teams standing in their way are the Cleveland Guardians and the Detroit Tigers, there is no excuse for the Yankees not to be in the World Series. I mean, I'm sorry, but Houston is without doubt, for me, the biggest competition they have to get back to the series. And Baltimore's played them tough, and Baltimore's supposed to be this great team. Baltimore, this lineup top to bottom. Right, they have an ace at the top of the staff. If the Yankees get into a series against the Royals and the other two teams are Cleveland and Detroit, there is absolutely no excuse not to get back to the World Series. I mean, they have if both Houston and Baltimore get picked off in this first round and they're standing there with Cleveland as the two favorites left in the American League, this will be, mark it down, this will be the biggest disappointment of any of the disappointment years that the Yankees have had between now and 2009. There will not be another year that is more disappointing than this one if they don't make it to the World Series. Not 2019, not 2017, not 2020, losing to the Tampa Bay Rays. You name it. If Houston and Baltimore are both picked off in this wild card round, and if you ask me which, I think Baltimore is going to lose. I think it is going to be Yankees, Kansas City. I think Lugo can pitch. I don't trust this Baltimore team as far as I can throw them. They have now lost four consecutive playoff games. I don't think the lineup is clutch. I don't think they're very good. I think they're overrated. I've been saying it since the beginning of the year. And they played terrible baseball for the last this half of the season. I believe they're under 500 in the second half, or right at 500. If you're going to tell me one of those two teams rally from losing the first game and win the next two in a row, it's definitely Houston. Baltimore's going down. And again, if that's the case, I know there's question marks with the Yankees, obviously. Right now, I don't know who's playing first base. They still haven't decided, as they told you, who's playing left field. The second starter that you're going to count on to go twice in this DS is someone who, if the wind blows in the wrong way, I'm worried is going to fold under the pressure. You got a back end of the bullpen that, if Jay Cousins isn't healthy, and we'll find that out, really has two or three guys that you have real confidence in, and this lineup has continued to not hit in the postseason for how many years? So I'm not trying to beat my chest here. I'm just saying. If the Yankees make it to the DS and there is no Houston and there is no Baltimore, their ass better be in the World Series.